We're going to be here in the witness of the New Testament writers. I'll be on page 5 if you want to get just caught up there for a little bit. The Old Testament has lots to say about angels. And angels are critters of God's creation. And in His creation, angels were basically a workforce in the heavenly realm. When you talk about the heavenly realm, we talk about heaven. If you were to stand up in a clear sky today and point and tell me where heaven is, where would it be? Well, it's up there. Well, what if it's over that way? Let me tell you about heaven. Heaven encompasses all of God. That's His world. That's His place of embrace. In the four Gospels recorded, there is the appearance of angels at the empty tomb of Jesus at His resurrection. Why would God have angels at the resurrection? You think about that and ask that question of yourself. Whenever we look at these things, you are looking at celestial beings. Angels are real. I will tell you also that demons are real. This is not, you know, some comedy thing. It's not some little thing. If Satan chooses to do evil, he has the power to do evil. People who do not embrace the Christ can easily fall into the evil side of this thing. You can't have the blessed angel without having the demons in there. And later in these texts, if we stay the course and go all to the end of this thing, we'll have a thing on demons. But God is on our side. And when God has given us His embrace, I am shielded and you are shielded. And God is on your side. The angelic forces, and we're not talking about, you know, 5 or 6 angels. We're talking about somewhere in the millions, multi-millions of angels. In the book of Matthew and in the book of Luke, the gospel writers reported the existence of active angels. Now, what happened is I can pick up the same Bible that they had, or at least in their time, and I don't get what they get. They lived in a world that angels did much to care for and to help people to embrace the fundamental truths of God and then spread that out. Angels were out there for the purpose of bringing in righteous things. You can have angels that go bad. And there were angels at some time that decided they didn't want to be in God's embrace anymore, and they swapped over. So that puts them in the realm of evil, of the devil. Is that clear? I want you to see that anybody can go bad. Have you ever known a person who was upright and just, they were the greatest person you think that you ever seen in their life, and then all of a sudden you get some kind of information that this guy has, you know, thrown his kids and wife away and got somebody else out there and just destroyed that whole family? These kind of things happen. And they happen every day all over this country, all over the world, I would say. There are people in other parts of the world, if you do some things to them, they just kill you. And then they don't have to mess with you anymore. But angels are there for the purpose of assisting. To me, this sounds stupid, okay? to assist God. What does God need? What do I have that God needs? What God wants out of all of this stuff is righteous character. When He created the world, He said, "It is good." He didn't have to say, "It's good for a week." It's good. And when it's good with God, how good is it? It's good as it's going to get, because you can't get any better. The angelic forces were God's helpers. They were all over the universe, and they dealt with these things. They dealt with it and said, "These are the precepts that must be spread to all of the world." And so, going forward a little bit, you're going to have angels in this study that decided they didn't want to be an angel anymore. Now, if they're not going to be an angel, what are they going to become? They become a devil, or one of their boys of the devil. The four Gospels record the appearance of angels at the empty tomb. Now, you remember Jesus died and rose again of His own power. They killed Him. They killed Jesus Christ. Graveyard dead. And it was at that time He was risen from the dead, came back to life, and who was there? Angels. And so the angels, when He died, came to the empty tomb. They didn't go to the empty tomb to sit and moan and cry and tell about all the stories they had. If they're waiting at the tomb where Jesus was buried, had not yet raised, what are they waiting for? Resurrection. And when He raises from the grave, He will raise to never die again. The angelic forces surrounded Him. I'm going to tell you, I don't know for sure. I can't see the angels sitting back somewhere saying, "Well, let's flip a coin. Who's going to go watch the resurrection?" I can see the whole of the angelic forces being right there, who have been given power by God Almighty and His Son, which is also God Almighty. And He brought the world back to a place. Instead of evil, it had a way to spread it across the world and bring righteous behavior back into the world. God has things laying out there. When you talk about angels, you're talking about millions upon millions upon millions. And they cover the world. And in that embrace, you find God coming through in the resurrection. Angels are there. Why would an angel need to be at the resurrection?
Celebrate.
Why?
Celebrate.
Yeah. God has invested in these angels. These angels didn't just appear. They were created. And those angels are powerful. They could roll away a stone. Didn't that happen? Wasn't it angels rolling away the stone? Didn't bother those boys a bit. Angels were present not only at the grave, and it was the angels that told them He's alive. I'm not seeing one little angel over there. Wouldn't you think that the angelic forces that are there to see to His needs or wants, always with Him, do you expect that horde to be at the grave when He raised from the grave? Do you expect that? They will go into the world. Everywhere on this planet, and the angels will be among those places. This is an angelic force that cannot be dismissed. You remember that quite often there were times when some of the guys got in trouble and got put in prison. It was quite often that they would be thrown into prison. The biggest thing evil wants to do is get rid of good, yes or no. And so the devils, the evil side, wants to crucify all of that, wants to kill it all off. So they put the apostles in the prison. They're in a prison, in a cell. You can't get out. You can't pick the lock. None of that. The angels come in and just open the doors. Now, boy, you talk about have power. They are created in power. In Acts chapter 8:26, Philip was on one of these missions, and it was an angel that caught hold of Philip and said, "Let's go over here." And he got him where they wouldn't be harassed and they could go on and do it. Without those angels, you wouldn't have the Bible. Do you know that? The angels didn't write books like Matthew, Mark, Luke. You know who wrote Mark? Mark. You know who wrote Matthew? Matthew. Who helped do that? Who protected them while they were doing it? If they found you writing those books, they would kill you. So what would benefit the most to keep things going? Angels. Angels made it happen. We can get into all kind of stuff. We go down as deep as we want to in this stuff. But I'm going to tell you, when God gets a hold to what He wants, He has the power to make every bit of it happen in His own time. And sometimes God will lay back. If He sees things are not going like it ought to go, and they're not doing what they're supposed to do, you think God would speak up? And so all God's got to do is send a few angels over there. One angel could whoop this world. You don't want to fight an angel. Do you know that in Revelation 7:1-3, it was the angels who were preserving the saints? Also, in that same book, these angelic forces got together. Who is the Lamb of God? It is the angels who worshiped the Lamb. In Matthew 1:18-20, do you remember when Jesus was born? Now, we know that Jesus was born of God. But who was mom and daddy? Mary and Joseph. Now here's the problem. If the evil side didn't want Jesus alive, you're going to have somebody to protect them. So the angels were the ones who came along when Joseph and Mary are there. And it was the angels that helped dissolve the trauma when Jesus was being born. It was the angels that sent messages all over. Luke 2 and verse 8-15 announced the birth to the shepherds. Who was there? Angels. What were they doing there? You know what they were doing? Nobody, I mean nobody, is going to get this boy. You see that? This was the purpose of the angelic forces. Now, Jesus was born, and then they killed him. What do you do with somebody that's dead? You bury them. Well, isn't it true that on the third day he arose from the grave? The angels were there to take care of him. When you talk about this God thing, there's people who don't embrace God. And that's your choice. I mean, if that's your choice, it's your choice. I don't want that to be your choice. But if that's your choice, that's your choice. Whether we're here or 100 miles from here, it doesn't matter. But here's what I will tell you. You don't have to know about every little angel and every little diddle that happened over here, but there's gazillions of them. And it's going to tell us that. Now, we're going to deal later when Jesus had the stone roll away. You remember they put him in the ground and all that? You know who got him out? If you were to roll one of those stones, this is not a little pebble here. You're talking about a stone. And do you know the angel just said, rolled it away. Why? Because there's power. Who were the carriers of the power? God made the power. Who were the carriers? It was the angels. And the forces that's involved in this is huge. God is on our side. I believe there are angels among us. I've seen too many things. I would love to know that I live among millions of angels, and they're on my side, and they're giving me help. You might think it's a bunch of hooey, whatever hooey is, but I'm going to tell you, those angels are there, and there are people who have experienced that. Now, there are people who imagine it as well, but I believe there are angels among us. What do you believe?